This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 12th day of August, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, this weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th of August, I will be in Springfield, Missouri, speaking at the Preppers and Patriots Expo. There are details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Look forward to seeing a lot of you down there. The prepper tip of the day, this thought comes from the recent unpleasantness in Ferguson, Missouri, a working-class suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. Intelligence. You need to have multiple sources to know what's going on in your area. You cannot rely solely on commercial television, commercial radio. You will only get part of the story. I got a first-hand report from a police officer 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He'd been on duty 32 hours continuously at that point in time. And the first-hand report from this officer, who was also a combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, he says, John, this is worse than anything I ever saw in Iraq or Afghanistan. Officers being shot at, patrol cars being shot at and burned up, police helicopters being shot at, homes being burned. There's no. I've looked at most of the commercial media reports, TV reports, I saw no reference to homes being burned, but that, in fact, is what was going on as of 16 hours ago in Ferguson, Missouri. So here's what you need to do. You need to develop contacts in your community. You need to get to know some of the police officers, the firemen, the paramedics, your city councilmen. You need to have scanners that can pick up the police frequencies, the county sheriff's department, the fire department. Most fire departments do not have or will never have encryption for a number of reasons. The paramedics, the scanner can pick up the city workers' radio frequencies. If there's any kind of serious thing going on, the city maintenance people are going to be involved also to repair infrastructure and so forth. So that's a prepper tip of the day. You need to develop your intelligence sources now ahead of time, because when the event happens, well, it'll be too late. You either have it or you don't have it. My second hour this morning, we'll have Paul Martin on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be talking about multiple events, and look forward to having you there with us. We do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Brent Caudle, MD. Dr. Caudle is a medical doctor practicing in St. James, Missouri. He has a lot of interesting things to help us with our health, gaining and maintaining and having optimal mental health and physical health, and having a great life. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John.
I need some more audio if my engineer can turn it up a bit. Well, Doctor, what's on your radar these days? What are you looking at?
Well, I was going for a further training this weekend in the muscle response testing, so I'm very interested in that. And I've already been using it with patients, and have really had some great results. So it's a nice complement to help figure out what's going on with people other than the usual methods we have.
Well, absolutely. It's called kinesiology, and there's a couple of different forms of kinesiology, and the form that you're learning, I think, is the most useful of the two. It's called muscle testing as well, isn't it?
Yes. And when I've just been using the term muscle response testing because it's the most descriptive, you know.
It is.
But kinesiology was kind of the original term, I think.
Right. Well, at our meetup last week, we did talk about this, and there's a book, Doctor, and this is for all the listeners out there. The title of the book is Power versus Force.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great book to understand the science, and there is genuine provable science behind this technique, using the scientific technique of being observable, repeatable, and testable. And of course, this does pass that standard, although many people that are locked into allopathic medicine don't want to hear about it, do they?
No, and like William Osler said, what the mind doesn't know, the eyes can't see. And so, you know, people often just won't consider things, but this is just really irrefutable. I mean, the patients are always impressed, you know, that how this works.
They are, and they should be, because this is really, it's cutting edge. These techniques will give you, Doctor, once you start implementing them, they will give you ways to diagnose your patients at a subclinical level, to learn things going on with your patients that would not be detected by any CAT scan or MRI or blood test.
Right.
Those diagnostic tests simply cannot diagnose what you'll be able to diagnose.
Right. And that's the big problem you always have in medicine. Most of the problems people come to you with, you really don't know where they're coming from, and it's kind of a mystery. And like you said, the most sophisticated MRIs, and they usually give you very little information, unless you're looking at surgery or something.
Absolutely. Well, allopathic medicine, which of course is your professional training, pretty much looks at the human body as a bag of bones, blood, and chemicals inside the skin wrapping, with a little bit of electrical charge, but they leave out completely the spiritual component, don't they?
Yeah, they leave out the subconscious and
the intelligence behind all this.
Yeah, intelligence that's there with the body to produce healing.
And if you get and there's also a big holdover from the days of Louis Pasteur that the human body is this pristine germ-free environment.
That's not true at all.
It's not on one hand, but isn't that what's still taught in the hospital in the medical schools for the most part?
Yeah, and so the goal is often to eliminate all microbes, germs, you know, which that doesn't work, and we're seeing worse and worse illnesses because we are doing that, and we're using antibiotics so much, and this is just creating much illness.
Well, when your foundational beliefs are flawed, the outcome can be nothing but flawed, could they?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, and it is.
Yeah, and you just always have to keep digging to try to figure out what the truth is, and if you keep digging, you'll always find it, you know. Many doctors now, because of mostly the culprit is the drug companies and their power, and the doctors don't dig anymore.
Well, my understanding, of course, I've never been to medical school, but my understanding, doctor, is there's a very strong discouragement from independent inquiry outside the parameters of what's thought to be proper inside the medical school.
Well, yeah, and when you're in medical school, you're just immersed in a continual indoctrination, you know, and so there's not really time for free thinking and investigation and pondering things. You're most of the time you're scared that you're going to do something really stupid, you know.
Okay. I just got a note from my engineer, doctor, that our automated system that plays our commercials is having some severe problems. That's why we're not taking a break right now. So so we'll just press on regardless. If you got a question or comment for Dr. Caudill, the call number is 800-313-9443. I think you're going to be delighted, doctor. I've never had professional training, of course, in kinesiology or muscle testing, but I've been around it for 20 plus years. I think you're going to be delighted, doctor, at these new techniques that you're going to get, these new diagnostic tools. You're going to have fun with it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to really look forward to incorporating it in everything you do, including your work in determining the impact of excessive amounts of sugar in our American diet are having on people.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting thing too. This system, the muscle response testing, is just amazing that this can be hiding right in front of you, and you don't see it, you know. And so you would think that everybody would know about it, but that's usually the way it is with things.
Well, and I agree absolutely, doctor. The people that learn about this, they make use of it. It's widespread use among chiropractors. I'm not sure about DOs, and a very severely limited percentage of medical doctors are even aware of these techniques, let alone implement them.
Mostly it looks like it'll mostly be chiropractors that take the training, and so chiropractors really do a lot in this country to help people and to not harm them too.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen on a limited basis some professional relationships between medical doctors and chiropractors. There's been some successes in that area. It might be something you might want to look into at some point in the future.
Uh-huh. And I had an interesting patient this week that I was really amazed me too. I'd been seeing her maybe for 3 to 6 months, and she came to me because her eyes were bugging out. And this is called exophthalmos, and it's associated with a thyroid condition.
Right.
And so your eyes just start protruding, and then that makes your eyelids tight and difficult to cover your eyeballs. And,
right.
And she had this more in one eye than the other. The standard medical treatment of this is almost nothing, really.
Right.
And they usually tell the patient there's nothing you can do. And I remember talking to her about that. I never believe that there's nothing that you can do, because, like you said, the body has an intelligence to be able to heal.
Right.
So we use various methods in her, including increasing her thyroid and supplementation beyond what labs would indicate, which is what I always do because the labs are useless in thyroid, and gave her high doses of iodine. And then I was also able to do some muscle response testing on her, even the little bit I know already. And another thing we did was do injection therapy of disturbed areas of her body where certain areas of the nervous system are disturbed, and you actually do injections in these areas.
Right.
And correct the situation. So anyway, I saw her yesterday, and the short story was, her eyes had been getting better, and she no longer has the condition. It's really just, I mean, that is really a pretty miraculous situation.
Well, that's very gratifying.
I
can see a possible medical journal article coming out of your treatment of this woman.
Yeah, those kind of things should be in medical journals where, you know, you can read about the experiences like that. Most of medical journals are just concerned with randomized controlled studies, which these kind of results get lost in those
right.
sort of studies.
It's because you had success in one case, it would be marginalized, and because it was only
right.
done one time with one patient.
Yeah, it would be said to be insignificant, and they would attribute it to luck or chance,
or the placebo effect.
Right. Yeah.
We got a break coming up here in a few minutes, I hope. But anyway, Doctor. You and I have addressed the placebo effect before, and of course it's part of every medical doctor's training in medical school, on one hand. On the other, while they admit that it's there, they never get into why this happens or how it happens. People that have genuine, verified diagnosis for whatever it might be, they take a sugar pill, or a starch pill, whatever it is, a make-believe mm-hmm. pill, and the genuine illness, it goes away. It's called the placebo effect. And what that is the body healing itself.
Right.
But they can't go there. They cannot admit that this is part of what really happens, can they?
Well, and that's what I noticed about the medical drug industry now is whenever you hear a medical issue, especially about a natural substance or a natural procedure like a placebo effect would be, you will hear bad news about it. And their intent is that the masses do not think that anything other than drugs can benefit your health.
That's right.
And So it's really a huge advertising that goes on and control of the media. And sometimes it doesn't seem to make sense what they're doing unless you look at it, I found, from the point of view that they just don't want people thinking that there is anything other than drugs. And they've been 90% or 95% successful in doing it.
I think even 95 might be conservative, Doctor.
Yeah, it might be.
We were talking at the meetup about the health benefits of usage of turpentine, which is a substance that comes from pine trees. It's not a petroleum product. My wife's family, they use turpentine for first aid routinely when she was growing up as a child. It's been well known for decades, maybe more than, probably more than a century, that there's various health benefits from using turpentine for certain things. We were speculating as to any difference between over-the-counter hardware store turpentine and some kind of pharmaceutical-grade turpentine in terms of purity, and we really didn't have an answer when we were talking about it last Thursday, did we?
No. And have you looked into it? I haven't yet.
My belief is that there's not going to be a difference. That it's
an
industrial product, right?
It's a pine resin, and I suppose it's a byproduct of the timber industry or something. And
well, it comes from pine trees. We know that much.
And yeah,
there's a distillation process. That takes place, and I quite frankly, my knowledge is quite limited as to the manufacturing process, or if there's such a thing as pharmaceutical grade turpentine as opposed to an industrial grade that's sold over the counter at hardware stores. It probably is something we should look into.
Yeah, it'd be nice if maybe somebody would call in.
With our audience, there's probably somebody who has extensive knowledge about turpentine waiting to just let us have a whole load of information.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this break is. This is the first time we've gone without a break for this long ever on this show.
But I would like to learn more about the turpentine and get some experience with it.
It's hard to argue with success, and I know from the stories my wife tells me about her experience as a child, the turpentine being used successfully multiple dozens of times around her household. I know that it works. It's just a matter of learning more about it, what the appropriate uses of turpentine are.
Another remedy I've learned about recently is diatomaceous earth. I'm sure a lot of listeners are familiar with that.
I got 50 pounds of it in my inventory. food grade. I got 50 pounds of food grade diatomaceous earth. It's a great substance for people who take a teaspoon a day for just general health. And here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 12th day of August. Can you imagine the hybrid holsters made by Cover Six Gear, Amish craftsmen riding their horse and buggy to work, sitting down at a table and hand assembling these Cover Six Gear hybrid holsters while wearing their traditional Amish outfits that they wear. This is a very unique product. The hybrid holsters from Cover Six Gear have the highest quality thick cowhide that will conform to your body, giving you a custom fit in the most comfortable way possible to carry either a compact or a full-size pistol, and have it secure and ready for use. Keep in mind that their system allows you to buy the shells separately, which is a big advantage, a way to save money and have a system of holsters that are interchangeable and accomplish your goal in the most economical means possible. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. The toll-free auto line, if you don't want to give out your credit card on the internet, 877-373-6660. cover6gear.com. Also, don't forget, Freeze Dry Guy continues to run his 30% off sale on Mountain House main entrees. This is a great way to increase your inventory of freeze-dried food that will be good to eat 10, 20, 30 plus years in the future. I've had freeze-dried food from Mountain House. It's 40 years old. It's just as tasty and nutritious as the day it was manufactured 40 years ago. You can get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door at freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, here's his office telephone number, area code 573-265-0911. I say again, area code 573-265-0911. Well, Doctor, this seminar you're going to, you're pretty pumped up and excited about it, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, I really am, because I've learned a little bit about this and practiced a little bit of the muscle response testing that I learned some in Canada and some in Seattle when I was going to some meetings. And then I just saw on video this system, and it just answered so many questions. I mean, so he didn't reinvent anything, but he just has organized it, and I've already been able to use the organization that he has, the results are just really good.
They are. That's wonderful. We got a caller here, Doctor. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I've been listening to you speak about the placebo effect, and last night I actually was deeply affected by passing of Robin Williams, and the placebo effect. I think laughter would be considered, and humor would be considered something to help with the placebo effect. Actually, is very effective. I once had read a saying that wise sages wash their hearts in laughter. And
I like that.
It's we just lost a very, very, actually very, very empathetic and compassionate person. In order to be a comedian, one has to be able to really study and know the human condition. My sense of it is, and Jackie Gleason, the great actor and comedian, once commented that most comedians make good actors, but very few actors make good comedians. So, the ability to take a situation and juxtapose it or change it around and look at it from a different perspective is really brilliant, and it's actually very human, I think, the ability to do that, because in my life, where I experienced some trauma and drama issues repeatedly, if it wasn't for my ability to retain humor within my life, I don't think I'd have made it, John.
Well, one of the things you find out in combat, Mark, is that the guy who has no sense of humor in combat, he's going to get himself hurt and everybody around him. And that's the person you want to stay away from. Doctor, any responses to Mark's comments?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a profound comment that he made. And I think of laughter as from God. And God has this sense of humor. And one place I often see this, which some people might not like this, but, vegetarians always want to decide, well, this is the best diet, and it's not cruel to be a vegetarian. It's cruel to eat meat and everything like that. But it's always seemed a little bit like a joke to me from God. He says, "Yeah, that may be, but it seems like your health is better when people eat meat." And I've always thought of it as sort of one of it's God laughing about that. And that might be kind of a silly example, but I think humor is just a profound thing, and it's from God.
Absolutely.
further down that rabbit hole, so to speak, I contemplated. I said, "Well, what would make one of the funniest guys of all time, who seemingly, I mean, to a degree, was on top of the world in many ways, although he had a divorce and maybe, you know, he had his own personal issues. Why would he do what he did?" I experienced someone in my life, somebody very important, taking their own life, and these questions come up. And anyway, you know, as I was reading the article about it, and then I went a few articles down, I'm reminded of what's just happening over in the Middle East with children being beheaded. And I said, you know, what if the funniest guy in the room, what if the one of the funniest guys of all time no longer finds, you know, runs into a brick wall, is trying to find something that's funny? And I'm here to tell you that I think that that kind of thing happening in the world does affect somebody like Robin Williams, that, you know, where he's questioning humanity. I mean, this brought tears to my eyes when I'm contemplating. I mean, we have children being beheaded. I mean, people, where, you know, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. We've got to do something about this. And I know the most effectual, one of the most effectual ways is through prayer and meditation. We really got to, I mean, this happening on our planet, it might be happening way over there, but this is part of our body of humanity. I mean, come on, this is just insane. So anyway, I'm gonna hold to the bright light of
there's Muslims within a few minutes drive of wherever you might be in Philadelphia, Mark, who would dearly love to cut your head off because you're an infidel.
Converted Muslims. They would
they're
do
Muslims,
that.
They're Muslims within a few minute drive of where you're sitting right now this morning on August the 12th, 2014, that would just love to cut your head off because you, Mark, are an infidel.
Okay. So what do we do
about
it? That's
my reality. They're not half a planet away. They're a few minute drive from where you are in Philadelphia. The only reason they aren't cutting your head off is because they can't get away with it yet.
Yet? Okay.
Yet.
All right.
Mark, well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Doctor, you're looking into the effects, the detrimental effects of sugar on human beings, I think is very cutting edge and very revealing. And there's a long list of chronic issues that people have because of the excessive intake of sugar, isn't there?
Yes, astounding how almost the entire population is now afflicted with having high blood sugar most of the hours of the day. And this whole thing of talking about people that have diabetes and don't have diabetes, that doesn't help anybody because the diabetics are just the worst. But everybody has high blood sugar, and with some exceptions.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 12th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find interesting free downloads, such as a book older than the Bible, the book titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, mandatory reading at all military academies worldwide. You'll also find energy cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. I might be out using the chainsaw, cutting brush, or down on my hands and knees doing concrete work, go to bed with minor aches and pains, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to hit it again the following morning. The Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudle, MD. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudle, his telephone number at his office is area code 573-265-0911. I say again, area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we got a caller on the hold here. We got Kathy in Massachusetts. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to just real quick. First, Diamond G Forest Products is the turpentine that I've heard many of Dr. Daniel's interviews regarding turpentine, and I put her name in the email that I just sent to you, John, and if you could pass that to Dr. Cottle, because she is like the expert on this, and she has like a 35-page guide to be very judicious, very cautious, and her interviews are stellar. She has a show on RBN on Sunday night, and I don't have a lot of experience using the product, but I did order it from that company, and that is considered the cleanest, and that's where I felt the safest. So even though I'm really poor, I still went ahead and got that particular turpentine. So you can look at that.
What's the website again, Kathy, for this? For these
Diamond
people?
G Forest Products.
Forest Products. So, okay.
Yeah, and I sent you the link to your Liberty Man email just now, so you can get it. But it's easy to find. It'll come right up, Diamond G Forest Products. And then second, Robin Williams was an ENFP on Myers-Briggs, and it's basically... I'm an ENFP. I mean, most comedians are ENFPs because you do have to keep a sense of humor about what's going on. And I think the caller that said that what's going on in the world is, like, overwhelming, it is, really. And if you have drugs and alcohols mixed in with a very sensitive personality like that, it's just not a good thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I drink
right.
water and coffee, and I've never been a fan of drugs or alcohol because... You know what I mean? If you're deeply feeling and you know, to read into things to make humor with what's going on right now, it's just overwhelming. And I definitely feel he probably was wide awake. You know, most intelligent people are these days. And I do think it played a role. So I actually am limiting right now what I listen to and what I read because it's just so much bigger than we are. I'm just trying to do the right thing and be nice, be a good person, and, you know, pray for everything going on around us. But, and then real quick, the third thing, the art of war. I have a situation going on here where I have people, I've got someone on staff with the key coming in, turning my speakers up to 65, so when I turn my CD on again, bottom line, it's a long, complicated story, but housing abuses up here where I live are common. Even on church on Sunday, I met someone, a seminary student, who had a landlady beating her. She said, I had to flee at midnight. She's a foreign student getting beaten by these bullies up here. So where does faith come into the art of war? Because I'm sort of like, I'm just like, I'm not going to be bullied out of my housing. Do you hear me?
Where does faith, like, F-A-T?
Yeah, where does the faith come in? Because I'm still thinking, I might be a little naive here, but I've got people telling me you need to get the hell out of there. I've even got police forensic psychologists that know what's going on, the details, which are pretty complex. But this has been going on for a long time since I rejected. I got delivered with the actinomycosis in my right cheek, a body fluid stained mattress by this landlady that's now in authority here. It was dirty from another tenant. Three staff have told me this.
Okay.
Right? And I rejected that. And so, by the way.
Call me when I'm finished with my second hour at 10 o'clock your time, if you would, please. We'll talk about that privately.
I don't know the number.
It's on my website. My office number is area code 314-965-3007.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Well, Doctor, this hour is quickly getting away from us here. When you get back from your seminar next week, you're going to be ready to implement these new techniques, aren't you?
Yeah, so I've already been able to do it more and more each week, and and then I'll have some testing trays. They're called some homeopathic part of the kit that helps you do it more easily, too, more effectively.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, it's going to be fun seeing your progress as you learn this new technique, develop it, make use of it in your practice on your patients. This must be an exciting time for your life.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, if you have issues that are just chronic, and you're caught up in this whole paradigm of making symptoms go away with pharmaceutical products that lead to other issues, you really need to make an appointment to see Dr. Caudill. Yes, you may have to travel, but it's a big so what. What's your health worth? And I encourage you to do what you got to do to have optimal health. And Dr. Caudill certainly could be a key link in that progression in your life of getting optimal health. Doctor, you have everybody, including yourself and your office staff, testing their blood, don't you?
Yes, everybody, and I've been doing that for 2 years, and studies show that the normal sugar should be under 85 most of the day, and you just rarely find that people are in that area and in that range, and these are long-term studies, and they're good studies on large populations, and so people are, everybody's mostly unaware of this condition that they have, and you know, it's a difficult thing with our food industry and the food supply we have, and then the toxins and the electricity that we're exposed to, all these different civilization things that we haven't managed well are coming together, and so this is one of the results that we see.
Right.
A normal blood sugar is rare.
Right, and we're looking at new normals. It's almost like the moving the goalposts in a football game.
I mean, yeah, they're changing the normals.
Yeah.
So they've lowered potassium levels and lowered magnesium levels, normals, and raised sugar levels and things like that.
Well, I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and he's a good 40-50 pounds overweight. His wife's pretty chubby. His adult daughter is a good 40-50 pounds overweight. And there was a young woman working as a waitress there at this location, and she was height weight proportion. And he says, "Well, she's skinny." I looked at her and said, "No." Well, I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself,
yeah.
"No, this is a normal height weight proportional woman. She's
yeah.
not skinny." But we are quickly. And I look at photographs in the paper of high school students and people getting married,
yeah.
and it's becoming the exception to see young people in their teens and 20s who are height weight proportionate, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you look at the pictures from the 1940s and 1950s, and it was rare to see somebody that was overweight. Now it's rare to see somebody that isn't overweight.
Absolutely, and the photographs coming out of these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq compared to photographs of my war, the Vietnam War, almost everybody in the Vietnam War were height-weight proportionate, thin young men. And
yeah.
When you look at the young men fighting these current wars, almost all of them are carrying 20, 30, 40 pounds extra weight.
Oh, yeah, and they're... You know, they have metabolic problems and their energy production is decreased.
Absolutely. Doctor, we are out of time, sir. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it for this hour. We'll be back in an hour with Blog Talk Radio and Paul Martin. We'll be getting caught up on a number of issues. Getting your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. Look forward to talking to many of you in an hour. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and click on the Blog Talk Radio to listen live. And God bless America.
With financial